This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Since last summer, Starbucks has been paying for college for its employees. Now that program is going from tall to, what shall we say, grande. CEO Howard Schultz has just announced that the Starbucks education money for online degrees through Arizona State University will now kick in for the early years of college, not just the last 2 years. It's just one of a number of projects at that company that are more about social change than coffee, tea, and muffins. A couple weeks ago, the company tried to foster a national discussion about issues of race that proved controversial. We reached the Starbucks CEO, Mr. Schultz, at his office in Seattle, first about the additional college money for his employees.
We think this is vitally important to our company, vitally important to the country, especially when we all know there's over $1 trillion of indebtedness to college students throughout the country. We want to make it available. We've also reiterated the fact that we are going out and trying to hire over 10,000 opportunity youth. There are 6 million young people in America, mostly of color, who are disconnected from our society, not working, not in school. And if we can hire over 10,000 opportunity youth into Starbucks, we can also give them a pathway to free college tuition. This is an amazing opportunity.
So this college achievement plan is one way Starbucks is going beyond the purveying food and beverages in various locations around the country. But your recent initiative about race, Howard, race
yes,
together,
yes.
Some people loved it. It did draw criticism. What would you say you learned from the experience of rolling that out?
Well, I think we knew going in that the subject of racism and racial inequality in America was going to be a very hot, highly charged emotional issue. But I think we also realized that going against the grain is part of leadership. We believe very strongly that the country needs to come together, that most black people, most Latino people, most white people in the country want to live together in harmony, and we believe that there's a need for empathy and understanding and perhaps a little bit of love that can bring the country together.
I mean, among the criticisms was that it's not the place right in the coffee shop to spark a deep discussion like this. It even slows down you getting the cup of tea or coffee. I mean, is that fair?
Our intention was never for our baristas to engage in a very serious discussion while they were making coffee about race. Our intention was, by writing race together on the cup, that we would stimulate a conversation in our stores among our customers, among the media. Perhaps the tactic and the execution was not as good as we intended, but the most important thing is we did start a national conversation. There are people in this country that are being discriminated against, and we feel very strongly that perhaps we can have impact by leveraging the assets of our company in a very civil, respectful way, and that's how we're going to move forward.
Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks. Let's check in again on some of these issues soon, if you have the time.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure, and I appreciate the opportunity.